Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I've had some lineups in my time on Kingdom Pursuits. You know, we always have people that God's given them a passion. And I've had all sorts of interesting, I mean, I've had mimes on here, Wes. Now, you have a mime on the radio. It's
That's
a bit challenging.
Probably not a good thing.
Actually, there was a whole mime convention one time, and I had him in here. And so, you know, we did what we could.
I bet you talked a lot.
I was the only one with the courage to pull off a radio show with mimes. But we've done it here on Kingdom Pursuits. But today, we have somebody from cryotherapy, somebody from commonly known as Dr. Dino from the Dinoland Dinosaur Adventureland, and Wes Bowman with Wes Bowman Real Estate, REMAX Real Estate. So it's quite a lineup. But first up, we have Hartley, and Hartley, who is with Cool House Cryotherapy. And I know everybody out there is like, cryo what? What's cryotherapy, Hartley?
Cryotherapy is simply using cold to decrease inflammation in your body. And it's just a new science has been, they've been doing research and doing more studies on just how cold can help people with pain alleviation. So that's simply what we're doing. We're just trying to help people feel less pain and help them recover.
All right, this is an amazing thing. It's really the timing of this, and I think you're going to really be glad you listened in today, because Wes has had a little experience with it. Just this very week, I've had some experience with a little bit of this. And if you really want to be blessed, if you've got my email, you can text me, and I will send you a video of Stu in a bathrobe.
Thank the Lord for that part, right?
Great image.
Taking it. And, of course, my good friend Wes Bowman, we're going to get to him in a minute. But Dr. Dino, Dr. Ken Hovind is in Alabama. Welcome, doctor.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. We had you on about 6 months ago?
I slept since then. I don't remember. But
is Dinoland actually opened up now? Are the Dinoland Discover place part of it?
He opened up last week. Had a great time.
Oh, man. And so he meaning Tyrannosaurus or?
Oh, no, we don't. We will never be done. You know, Disneyland's not done after 60 years. They're still adding stuff. But we have a lot of cool stuff for people to see and do, a lot of science experiments that teach a Bible lesson. And one of our goals, one of our many goals, is to encourage other people to start something similar, even if small scale, in their area.
There you go.
There's and a war going on.
So we got a lot coming up with Dr. Dino, which he's fun. And then we got Wes Bowman with REMAX. He's a wonderful partner here on the Truth Network. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Wes has a wonderful faith, but real estate's just part of it.
Real estate, yeah, it's kind of a small part of it, actually. I mean, it's a big part of my life, I guess, but a small part of what I do in my ministry. And I kind of try to incorporate all into one.
So in my never-ending effort to try to see the kingdom in things, I was looking at that word real estate, right? Have you ever just separated it like that? Come on, Jasper, look at that a minute with me. Real estate. That's like another word for kingdom. Have you ever even thought about that?
Oh, now I see where you're going.
Real
estate.
Estate. Just... you know, just thinking. So speaking of real, you knew this was coming.
Here come the jokes.
Wes tells me that in real estate, they have a lot to talk about.
I got that.
Okay,
I caught that part.
And how about this one, Hartley? Lifelong counterfeiters never make any real money. You know what I'm saying?
Hartley, don't ask him where he gets these because...
Well, this is something that he's going to be interested in because he studies these things. Hartley studies vascular systems. So they tell me that the cardiovascular system is a work of artery, but it is also really vain. Think about it. It'll come to you. And my elderly aunt loves telling jokes while she knits. Come on, you can say it. Where's it going? Yep, she's a nitwit. Come on, Jasper, you can get more than a smile out of the nitwit. Come on. But I know you're going to love this one, Dr. Dino. Dr. Dino himself told me that in their new Dino Land, they now have a special place where they have live sponges on display. And they tell me that the tourists are just soaking it up. I'm just
That's a good one. I like that.
Okay. And Vinyl Records, they're really groovy. Really groovy. Yeah, you knew that. Okay. So you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I really would have a riddle for you. So where today to win what Jasper will describe in a minute, you just answer this riddle. Where is the only place in the Bible, in the King James Version of the Bible, or the New King James Version Bible, that you'll find the word real? And I'm going to tell you, it really, it was a runaway success story. I'm just saying. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and tell us where is the only place you will find the word real, R-E-A-L, in either the King James and New King James Version of the Bible. And I'm going to tell you, it really is a runaway success story. Jasper, if they can call in and win today, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
There you go. Or some real estate. I'm really liking that, Wes. Okay. I you don't see it as I do, but I was just like, man, that's really cool. Real estate. But getting back to, I have to tell you about the Cool House cryotherapy. And I was telling Hartley this, that just this week my son was telling me, Dad, this new therapy, this new thing, that getting cold has a way to reduce inflammation. It will rock your world and make you feel so much better. And so how did you find out about it, Hartley?
Well, my business partner, who's a local athletic hero here in Winston-Salem, John Abadi.
Oh, yeah, John.
Who they made the movie about.
Yeah.
The Fifth Quarter. He decided to get back to his hometown in Winston-Salem and create this business. He was in the NFL for multiple years and had lots of injuries and throughout a lifelong of inflammation and injuries doesn't lead to feeling well every single day. So he went to doctors all over the country trying to alleviate his pain. And the cryotherapy technology came out, and it was the first time he actually felt some relief from his pain on a daily basis. So he said, Hartley, do they have any of these in Winston-Salem? And I said, no. He said, we should do this. So I said, okay. And we took that leap, that step of faith, and took a risk. And now we have a business, and we're excited about it.
Wow. And I'm going to bet you, Dr. Dino, that you took a look around there in Alabama, and you said to yourself, is there a Dino Land anywhere?
They barely have electricity in Lenox, Alabama, where we are. When I got the property, they said, that's so far out in the sticks, they have to pump in the sunshine. They said, now the moonshine runs freely, but the sunshine, they got to...
Oh, you're catching on, Doc.
Oh, mercy. Don't join Robbie with his jokes, please.
Okay.
You can only handle one.
Well, that's wonderful. But it's so critical, I think. I have never met a young person, a young little boy or girl that was, you know, below the age of 7 that wasn't just fascinated by dinosaurs. And so there's a natural affinity for that. And then here's Dr. Dino in a place to show how God fits into that equation. So we got so much more coming up with Dr. Dino, Wes with real estate, Remax Real Estate, and of course, Hartley Hu with Cool House Cryotherapy. We need your answers to that question, where's real in the Bible? 866-348-7884. to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have Hartley Hu with Cool House Cryotherapy, Dr. Kent Hovind with the Dinoland Designer Dinosaur Adventure Land in Repton, Alabama. That's a creation science evangelism explosion down there. And then Wes Bowman with Wes Bowman Real Estate. And again, we would urge you to call in and win, 866-348-7884. Where is the only place you'll find the word really in the Bible? In the King James Version. And it really is a runaway success story. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Dr. Dino, tell us about the goings on now that you're open and people can actually come. You know, what is it like down there?
Well, someone donated the property 2 years ago last week, 140 acres with 10 lakes. It's an old gravel pit. All the roads were in place. There were 10 motorhome hookups. There were two small bathrooms and then a jungle pretty much every place else. And so we, for 2 years, have worked frantically. We built our science center, which has all kinds of cool science displays and stuff like that. And everything has a science lesson and a Bible lesson where you can learn something, applications. We have four-wheelers and canoes, and now we have a pontoon boat, and we have a Zorb ball. You get inside and roll down the hill into the lake, and the kids go crazy over that thing. We have a couple of water slides.
Zorb ball?
Z-O-R-B, just Google Z-O-R-B, Zorb ball. It's about 8 foot diameter. You get inside of it and roll down the hill.
So see the things you learn, Wes, by being on. You found out about cryotherapy and Zorb ball all in the same.
All in one day. This is an exciting day for me.
I'm going to imagine that after a little Zorb ball,
you need the cryotherapy.
You're going to need some cryotherapy. But anyway, are there big dinosaurs? That's what I picture.
We have quite a few dinosaurs. We haven't built a big one yet. We want to build the world's largest one. Right now, the world's biggest dinosaur is in Canada, 82 feet tall. Yep, in northern Canada, middle of no place, in a town of 6,000 people, they have 375,000 visitors a year come. So we're going to build one, well, bigger than that. Eventually, someday, when my brother straightens up.
That's really cool. Well, we've been talking to Hartley on the ideas behind this cryotherapy, and I know many of you are wondering, wow, here's a way. And I was even thinking about my father who has chronic neck pain. It's just horrible. And so you may be wondering, how do I find out about this stuff? Well, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, there you'll find all the information on cryotherapy, the links to their website, as well as Dinoland, if you're going to Alabama, which my daughter's going to be going to college at Sanford, so I'm going to have to check out Dr. Dino in person. I've had him on the air a few times. Or if you want to find out about, you want to list your house with a real estate agent. It's all there at kingdompursuits.com. So, Hartley, wow. Somebody like my dad, you know, when I see the people going into the big tub-looking thing, which first, why don't we, before we get to my dad, why don't you talk about why this is different than going in? You know, we see the things on TV where they go into an ice bath, and that looks terrifying to me. So this is a lot different technology, but similar in the results.
Yes. So the difference is in our particular chamber, which is using nitrogen gas in the liquid form, and we're actually turning it into a dry gas that blows into our chamber to cool the chamber. And in that case, you don't get as cold as quickly as you would if you just jumped into an ice bath. I am way more comfortable doing cryotherapy than jumping even 1 minute into a ice bath. It takes toughness for those people and those athletes that do. And this new technology is just a way more comfortable way.
So you were saying that the water is a conduit and like immediately makes you freezing cold. But by doing this by the gas, your body has a time to get a little bit more used to it and numb up?
Yes. So at first, it's not as cold. And as you stay in there and the chamber continues to cool down, I personally start to feel a little numbness, and I can feel a little more comfortable when it gets to the colder temperatures.
Right. And so you've got this chamber for, you know, but like with my dad's neck, you can do this in spots, I understand?
Yeah. So we'll also have a local cryo machine that's much smaller that can we can use on people's faces for facials, on their heads that suffer from migraines.
Really?
Just to help with any inflammation in the body. So we'll have this in a separate room for clients that want to just do spot treatments, maybe their knees, and then they don't want to get in the entire chamber experience.
So, wow, migraines, neck aches, all these things, it's a way to reduce the inflammation, which people have known to put ice on stuff for years and years and years.
Yes.
But, you know, you've taken that and ramped it up to a whole new level. Right, Wes?
That's definitely a different level. I was just, you know, thinking back when I used to be a youth pastor up in the mountains of Asheville. And when I met him, he was telling me all this thing. And it just then that story kind of came back to me. But I used to help baptize, and we didn't have a baptistry. So we actually got in the creek that came down from the mountain. We only baptized during the summer because it was so cold. But that water was freezing cold. And I can remember going in there, you know, and spending about 30 minutes in that just freezing cold water, helping out with the, you know, the baptism and coming out. And that feeling that I had, you know, after when my body started to warm up, I had never really experienced that before. So when he was telling me that, it was amazing.
Anxiety, it reduces inflammation, all sorts of interesting things that your body does. Even I've heard for men, it increases your testosterone levels. Is that right?
No, well, there's always more science coming out with the technology, but I would say it's just helping your blood flow, helping your body function optimally.
Yeah, so, like the way it was originally designed. And I can't help but think about, you know, cryotherapy, right? And you're getting baptized in this ice cold water. And, you know, like John Bunyan, when you know, Christian came to Christ, crying is a big part of how God releases a lot of endorphins into your, just through, and so here we got this person going in the water. It's a beautiful picture. It really is. And how does it speak to your faith, Hartley?
Well, this whole business for me has been a time of my life where I've been trying to increase my influence to help more people to share Christ and just share God's love. And it's just been a time where God's saying, hey, you know, cast out your net on the other side of the boat. Start taking risk, and I'll help you get fish and help you provide for people and provide for your family. And
how much easier is it to worship when you don't have pain and you're getting sleep?
It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that's a wonderful. It's really, really cool in lots of ways. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry, Wes.
It
has to slip in there.
No, I'm just thinking after every real estate transaction, I need to go see Hartley because de-stress myself. That'd be a good therapy.
But now that you're getting the chance to do some education on the Truth Network, and God's given you this completely different field. It's fascinating to me, the career change, and yet you're still finding a new way to relate your faith to what you do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in real estate, obviously I'm always talking to people. I'm coming into contact with people all the time, and new people all the time, people I've never, you know, never met before, who just see my sign, give me a call, or, you know, whatever the circumstance may be. And so it's an amazing just to meet people and get to know people. And I had somebody I just met a few months ago selling on my house, and yet 2 days ago walked up and met their contractor that was going to do some work on the house, and ended up knowing him from a ministry experience previously. He had met them through a kind of a really unique experience and invited them to church. And he was just standing there telling me that whole story, and it was just amazing to see how that all came full circle, and how God put me and him both in these people's lives, and they had never been to church before and experienced that ever, and stood there and told us, hey, we're going back. We loved it. So it's, you know, it's just amazing how God puts people in your lives through all of this.
And sometimes, you know, it's a runaway story. It has to do with real, like Ken in Colfax is going to answer for us. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Ken.
Doing?
Good sir, how are you? This is the only time I get to talk to you is on the radio.
Yeah, well, you need to be on the radio more because I talk to people all the time. I told your screener a while ago, Robbie, if I win anything, give it to Dennis if you see him in the next couple of days.
Dennis Breeden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am going to go visit him. A lot of people know that Dennis Breeden is one of my best friends, one of the hosts of Mask on Journey Radio, and he's on WBFJ as one of their disc jockeys, I guess you call him, on-air personalities. He had a stroke 2 weeks ago, and he's in the hospital doing very well, but he still is working on his speech, so I'm working on his walking. And so thank you for bringing that up, Ken. So we got to get you to work here.
I'm going
to
show off some of my student skills from Wes Bowman.
Okay.
I said 24-20, and you said one time, but it's mentioned.
Wait a minute. People are going to have to wait, Ken, until the other side of the break to find out. Once again, my listeners know more than me. Of course, I shouldn't say once again. They always do, but we're going to find out a lot more when we come back and find out more about Cool House Cryotherapy and Dinoland. Oh, how much fun. Stay tuned. Suits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, which we're having so much fun today with Hartley Hu, with Cool House Cryotherapy, Dr. Kent Hovind. I always say that. Is it Hovind or Hovind? I guess I have to turn his phone on before he can answer that. Ken?
Yeah, it's Hovind, like the wind is blowing. It's Norwegian.
Oh, I like that. Yump and Yimini. All right,
but I get called lots worse than that on the internet. So anything will do.
And Wes Bowman with Wes Bowman Remax Real Estate, they're in Kernersville, in the Kernersville area of North Carolina. If you are interested in any of these, by all means, go to KingdomPursuits.com, and there you're going to find the links for Cool House Cryotherapy, of course, Dinoland, and Wes Bowman. So when we left our hero Ken in Colfax, he was going to tell us about where you find the word really in the Bible.
Oh, my. I couldn't find the word really at all.
I meant real.
You meant real.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
I misspoke. The word real, R-E-A-L.
In Isaiah 20, wait a minute, R-E what?
A-L, real?
I couldn't find that either.
Okay, but in Isaiah,
talking about Isaiah 20, where the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard.
Oh, that's a R-E-E-L.
Yes, it is. I couldn't find R-E-E-L.
Wow.
I guess I tell Wes I need
Isaiah
to
Isaiah was boom. A reeler dealer.
Look, I don't know where it's at either. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, and Robbie has not divulged
carefully.
That information.
A winner because you have the word real, but listen to the second part of the riddle. See, that's where the hint is. It's a runaway success story. Runaway. All right. Success story. Just keep thinking, but that's okay. Meanwhile, I love the real passage from, you know, the drunks reeling in Isaiah. That's wonderful. And because of that, Ken, you are a winner. And clearly, you found the word real in the Bible.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
It's also in 107:21 Psalms.
Really?
Both times it's dealing with reeling like a drunk man.
There you go. All right.
I don't know if they can. Well, I'm going to keep looking, but I'm not going to call you back. If I want anything, give it to Dennis.
I will do
God
that.
God bless y'all.
You did. God bless. Thanks,
Good
Ken.
To talk to you, Ken.
Well, getting back to Dinoland, because I'm sure that these dinosaurs, they never had a chance to take the cool dip.
Or maybe they did.
Or, but I think that's a great question to ask you, Doctor, is, you know, you hear from all the evolutionists that what happened was the Glacier Age came in and wiped out the dinosaurs. So they their cryotherapy just overwhelmed them, I guess.
Well, it's true. Reptiles don't do well with cold period. They have to, you know, hibernate or estivate or get underground to try to stay warm. But the simple truth is God made everything in 6 days, and he told us so in a book, and he wrote it on a rock with his finger and handed it to Moses, the Ten Commandments. He made everything in 6 days, which means dinosaurs lived with man, not millions of years ago. They were just big lizards. Reptiles never stopped growing. And before the flood came, the Bible says the people lived to be 900, Genesis chapter 5. So if reptiles lived to be 900, they would grow to be really, really big. So dinosaurs were part of the normal creation, but they were called dragons because the word dinosaur wasn't made up until 1841. So same animal, different name, dragons. And they're mentioned 34 times in the Bible. People killed most of them after Noah's flood. They probably, most of them died off. There could be a few stragglers still around in remote parts of the world like Loch Ness Monster. And, you know, it's an awfully big ocean out there. So there have been thousands of sightings of what obviously appear to be living dinosaurs. I've never seen one. We don't have one here. But if you catch one, I'll buy it. I would like one here.
That would really help attendance. I can imagine. Well, and I've heard that before, but the logic behind it is really beautiful. That, you know, from what I understand, reptiles and fish continue to grow as long as they eat. And so they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, they're
There are several animals that kangaroos never stop growing.
Really?
A few mammals. Yeah. Mostly it's reptiles, but there's a few animals that simply never stop growing. Now, people stop growing at 16 or 18, at least vertically. Some go horizontally after that, but their vertical growth will stop at, you know, 16, 18, 20. But reptiles don't do that. So they could grow by ginormous. They find bones of them, you know, 100 feet long. So, yeah.
So now we know why Adam hung out in Eden, because I can't imagine an 82-foot kangaroo that lived nine. Can you picture that? A picture in this 900-year-old kangaroo?
Man. Well, they have found fossils of kangaroos 10 feet tall.
Really?
Those are the fossils they found. We don't know how tall the ones they haven't found are, because they haven't found them yet. But they might have been bigger than that. It also, most scientists today have such a prejudice, they already come out of college brainwashed to believe, you know, that man is the ultimate. We are bigger, better, stronger, and our ancestors were smaller, dumber, weaker, and like a chimpanzee-type animal. And so if they found a giant human bone, it probably would not even be recognized as human because, well, it doesn't fit the paradigm. But there have been some really ginormous human skeletons found. Joe Taylor in Mount Blanco Museum, MTBLANCO in Texas, mountblanco.com, he has a book out on the giants that have been found all over the world. 52-inch dragonfly fossils have been found. 2-foot grasshoppers, 18-inch cockroaches. The list is really long. It's a whole book on it. There have been some really big creatures found.
What was the tallest man in those fossils?
Well, I have the replica of the thigh bone of a guy who would have been about 14 feet tall. I have the replica here in our museum if they come down to see Dinosaur Adventureland. Now, I have heard stories of bigger than that. It seems hard to believe, but the Bible says in Genesis 6 there were giants in the earth in those days. I think it says that because there were giants in the earth in those days. So, I don't know. I don't know how big they got, but probably really big.
Yeah, a whale of a tail. No doubt. Yeah. That's fascinating, isn't it? And you know, it's really interesting, but for centuries, right, people have known about cryotherapy as a simple, drug-free, right, way to go up against inflammation. And it's kind of like we're getting back to something so simple, because how are you going to get addicted, right? How are you going to have any of the opioid crisis when all you got is cold?
That's it. That's pretty much what... That's what we're doing. We're just trying to help people just relieve their pain through cold and the use of these new machines and technologies coming out are just
so
really
helpful.
You got
helpful. This other thing that I saw Stu had on his leg. What in the heck is that?
So we also have Normatex at our location too. We have a room designated for it with zero gravity chairs, which
now Normatec's with zero gravity chairs. Wow.
Yeah, so Normatec is technically a sleeve or a bodysuit you put on for your legs or your arms or your hips that use pulse technology, just like if you're going to go check your pulse at the doctor to help you massage and also move blood throughout your body. So it's a great way to recover. And I especially like to pair it after cryotherapy because you're increasing your blood flow and helping your body work optimally, and then finishing it by moving that blood throughout your body and relaxing for recovery.
So, wow. Think of the things you've learned, Wes. 92-foot kangaroos. What's the name of it? Nara? What's a boot?
Normatec.
Normatec. Normatec, cryotherapy. It's unending.
Yeah, and I was talking to Stu about this the other day, and then you mentioned the kangaroos, but I've had the privilege to go to Australia a couple times. I'm actually going back in July to do ministry, which is really exciting, but I never seen a kangaroo before in my life till I went over there, and they have little petting areas and, all that kind of thing, and they're such cool animals just to watch, but I can't imagine one that large anywhere.
Now, I've seen him box on TV, and they're pretty tough. So I'm just picturing that this would be quite the battle, Goliath versus, kangaroo boxer, man, dude.
That'd make a good movie.
So why are you going to Australia?
When I was youth pastoring, we had some mutual friends who were over there as missionaries, and me and my sister, who does ministry for women, and she travels.
That's Reba Bowman.
Reba Bowman. Dare for More.
Yeah, that's it.
So me and her went over there the first time, and she did ladies' conferences, and I did men's conferences and worked with the youth over there and spoke in churches. And we ended up going to Sydney and Melbourne and another place kind of more in the outback little area, not too far outback, but and it's just beautiful out there. So then we ended up going back again. And on our second trip, we went to New Zealand on that one because we have some missionary friends in New Zealand. So they've invited us to come back again. So we're going to go back over there in July for a couple of weeks in Melbourne and Sydney and just be able to minister to the youth over there. And we'll be in quite a few churches over there. She'll be doing ladies' conferences, and then I'll be
and
speaking
so
to the men.
When you were in the outback.
Yes.
See, I find out these things. So there's Wes in the outback. Were you actually ministering to like Aborigines, or who you ministering?
No, like I said, we weren't that far out. We were just kind of what I would call out in the country kind of part, which is it's just gorgeous out there. It's just beautiful. Never seen stars like that. I mean, it's just a whole different experience. But no, there's just ministering to the people who lived out there in those areas. We did see Aborigines people, but we didn't go that far out.
I understand. Cryotherapy and 92-foot kangaroos all coming back when we get to rejoin you on Kingdom Pursuits. We're having a hopping good time, I'm just saying. Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are blessed to have with us Hartley Hu with Cool House Cryotherapy and Dr. Kent Hovind with the Dino Land Adventureland, which is in Repton, Alabama now. It's a creation science evangelism museum out there. You can find out about both Cool House Cryotherapy and Dinoland at kingdompursuits.com, as well as Wes Bowman's Remax Real Estate Agency. And Wes was talking about that when we left. But I don't want to miss this opportunity because I've never met Hartley before today. And whenever I have somebody on the first time, I always love to hear their story a little bit about how they came to know Christ you know, a little bit about your personal faith. What happened in your life that, you know, essentially how you got there?
It goes back to high school.
Okay.
And I mean, it's been a long journey, but I was always a crowd pleaser. I was always a believer, but I was always one of those people that tried to make people happy, you know, and always cared about being at the cool table. And when I was in high school, I went to a retreat with my church, and God finally just told me, he showed me that, you know, I'm enough and I'll take care of you. And so I said, God, just take it all, you know, take my life. And I got back to school, you know, started school again senior year in high school, and was not at that cool table, but it was weird. God put people at my table, a new table, and there were these other Christians that went through the same thing I did that summer that I did not know, that were in the same class as me. They're friends to this day. And
really?
So, yeah, and I've been involved in ministries, been out to Texas with a guy named Dudley Hall, who was a great, and David Hall, which were great mentors to me. And it's just been a journey, you know, seeing how God can use you, you know, and you know, he's always teaching me things and always giving me new opportunities to honor him. And this cool house is one of those pieces, one of those things in my life where, as my influence increases on people and I'm impacting more people, that God can be glorified through that.
I love what you said earlier that, you know, in order to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. He didn't say it that way, but there's a book like that.
Yes, there is.
But you have to take risks. And I learned this in a couple of years ago, that God is a really risky dude. I mean, what could be a bigger risk than making Robbie Dillmore with a free will? or making a Wes Bowman or a 72-foot kangaroo, of all the things I'm thinking about. Dr. Hovind, we may have told it before, but I don't remember the story. How did it happen for you?
What happened? Coming to the Lord, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I was raised in East Peoria, Illinois, in a family of engineers and teachers and, you know, logical, rational, figure things out kind of stuff. And when I was 16, a friend of mine asked me, he said, Kent, are you going to heaven? I said, well, I don't know. I've been baptized, catechized, circumcised, homogenized, pasteurized, you know, what else you got to do? And he said, well, have you ever sinned? I said, well, yeah. He said, are they paid for? I said, well, I don't know what that means. If you think your good works will pay for your sins, you are sadly mistaken. And so, anyway, bottom line is, February 9th, 1969, 49 years ago, I prayed and asked the Lord to forgive me and save me. And boy, he moved inside and started changing me from the inside out. And it's been a long, interesting journey. He's still working on a few things. I won't tell you what they all are, but it's been great. Yes, I came to the Lord and then started going to a little Baptist church and reading the Bible and growing, and ended up getting ordained in 1974, but taught high school science 15 years. Moved here to Lenox, Alabama 2 years ago and began Dinosaur Adventureland. And we're having a blast. Come on down.
Yeah, there's a video there at kingdompursuits.com. You can kind of get an idea, but now that they've opened up, it's really amazing. But God has really gifted you, Doctor. This is the second time I've had you, and both times, it's amazing how well you teach. Like when you share something, like I come away with an understanding that I don't think I had before, and so that's a real gift that God gave you. Well, and I'm so glad that He did.
That was my motive in doing this. I guess when I first got saved, I heard some of the great creation speakers. Henry Morris, Dwayne Gish, and those guys are fabulous. But after listening to them for an hour, you say, wow, that was cool. What did he say? They used all these they got these gigantic words.
I've heard that lecture.
Well, so God gifted me by keeping me permanently in fourth grade. I mean, I like explaining things where everybody gets it. And so I'm having a blast.
That's what people say about my humor. For years, my original producer, when we started the show, she said, Robbie, your humor is third grade humor. So there you go. You got to keep your humor third grade, and you got to keep your biology, fourth grade. But Wes, how about real estate? What grade are you in?
Oh, I don't know that you ever graduate from real estate. That's for sure. You're always learning something new every day.
So. But that's a big part of that teaching is a big part of a way that really your faith comes through in stewardship of now that you understand certain things, you can help people with teaching them in real estate, right? That's what your radio show's about.
Yeah. And I mean, I, you know, the teaching aspect of it, I guess, is something I really, really love that God kind of just put that in my heart a long time ago to, you know, I tell people I was the shyest kid in the world growing up, never would speak in front of anybody, hated speech class. I mean, was terrified to get up in front of somebody and talk.
Was your sister?
No. My sister was the outgoing one, which we're not surprised that she's doing what she's doing. Everybody's shocked that I'm doing what I'm doing. But, you know, God put me in that position when I was in my 20s, early 20s, and I was a part of a large singles ministry, 300 and some people in the singles ministry. And the singles pastor walked up to me one day and said, "I want you to teach this class." And I was like, "No." And and ended up, I mean, I just knew that's what God wanted me to do and started teaching then and have loved it ever since. And, you know,
and
so
Ken,
still
who called in earlier
day.
To win, he was one of your students, right?
He was. He was in my Sunday school class for quite a while. So, but I love teaching my Sunday school class. I love doing my small group. And then I loved, you know, that kind of just carried over into real estate because I love the teaching part of real estate because, you know, people don't buy houses every day. It's something some people only do once in their lifetime or a few times. And so just teaching them, going through that process of, you know, from the beginning to the end, especially a first-time home buyer, those are always exciting because just learning the whole process and everything they have to do. And I enjoy that teaching aspect of it all.
And I you know, every once in a while, I shouldn't say every once in a while, almost every show, I try to see, where's the thread you're weaving here, God? Because when I first started the show and I said I got cryotherapy I'd never heard of, Dr. Dino, and real estate, where's the thread? Here's the thread. You're all teachers. When you listen to Hartley, you're actually a trainer, right, on top of doing your cryotherapy.
Yes.
And am I right that teaching people how to take care of themselves is part of what God's given you on top of your faith?
Yes, encouraging, teaching.
And that actually, I understand that you work with Stu Epperson at times. With work.
My greatest joy, you know? It's yeah, fun. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I should share this, but he shared that I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go for it because Stu's pretty wide open. He said, Stu will be working out with a phone on speaker, talking. I'm doing squats while I'm doing, you know, that's a gift, isn't it?
Multitasker.
Oh, boy. We have probably 200 done right now and 2,000 more in the works. Our satellite dishes, we have 10-foot satellite dishes that face each other, and they're 480 feet apart. And if you stand at the right spot, the focal point, and whisper to the dish, a person standing at the other end can hear you whispering. There's no wires, no microphones, no nothing. Just it's showing they focus your sound just like a flashlight will focus light. And the fact that you can hear somebody whispering 480 feet away is just stunning to people. And we say, you know, every idle word men shall speak, they should give account thereof in the days of judgment. The
wow.
Kids really like our playground with the swing slides, and everything has a science lesson and a Bible lesson. Our circle swivel spring swing is one of the all-time favorites for the kids. You sit in the swing and then you swing in a circle while you're spinning, while you're bouncing.
Wow.
You get completely disoriented in seconds.
And then I got to move quickly, though, because we're almost done. I wanted to ask Hartley, was there somebody that you saw that just blessed your heart? You saw them out of pain?
Yes. I mean, I had one man in particular that for 15 years he was in pain, and he got out with the biggest smile on his face, said, "Man,
cryotherapy." Go to kingdompursuits.com. West Bowman, Remax Real Estate in Dinoland. It's all there at kingdompursuits.com. Now you got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits.